Good morning, everyone. It's 10:30, and this is Centennial College News. I'm here with Andrew Serba and Sarah Kunar. The weather this morning is rain, 3 degrees. The showers are expected to continue throughout the day with a possibility of snow. And here are the headlines. Ryerson student Chris Avenir is not going to be expelled from university after all. Oshawa teen is set to return to Canada. She paid a fine and was released by Hong Kong officials after pleading guilty to shoplifting during her school trip to China. Canada formally recognized Kosovo as an independent state yesterday. To show its displeasure with the decision, Serbia has recalled its ambassador for consultation. Now to our top stories. A disciplinary panel ruled that Chris Avenir, a first-year engineering student at Ryerson University, should not be expelled for running a Facebook study group. The panel also restored his passing grade in the course. However, the panel did acknowledge that there was a potential for cheating and ordered the student to attend an academic integrity workshop. Chinese officials yesterday have released the teenager that was detained at Hong Kong Airport on Sunday after being accused of shoplifting sunglasses from a kiosk. The student pleaded guilty to the offense. Chinese judge has dropped the criminal charges against the teen, but ordered her to pay a $130 fine. Ottawa formally recognized Kosovo independence yesterday. The move has angered Serbia and has recalled the ambassador to Canada for consultation. The ambassador said that Canada's decision will set a dangerous precedent if Quebec separatists gather enough votes during a referendum. Canada joins the United States and Australia, among other countries, in its recognition. Many young Canadians will be graduating from colleges and universities in a few months. As they enter the workforce, they will face numerous challenges, but should be persistent in their career quest. Derek Morrison reports.
With all of the baby boom generation retiring over the next decade, there's actually jobs to be found in the workplace for young adults. Jobs are found in all areas of work. It really just takes hard work, time, perseverance, and good luck to find these job openings. The key to finding one of these openings, however, is finding a job that someone actually enjoys doing. Brian Anthony, 22-year-old manager at the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, and also a 2007 graduate from Algonquin College in Ottawa, says that his timing and experience had a lot to do with him entering the working world.
Timing. They needed someone, and I was just in the right place at the right time, and I had previous management experience. That combined with graduating from hotel restaurant management just ended up getting me the position.
Obviously, there are both pros and cons to being so young in a world full of people who have been working longer than some of these young adults have been alive. But Brian says that you just have to overcome and prove that you belong with the big boys.
Cons are definitely that you're looked upon as a baby who doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to prove yourself. Pros being that you're straight out of school, so you're fresh and your mind's ready to be molded, and you're like new blood to the organization, so you bring a lot to the table.
Not everyone wants to enter into the hotel business, obviously, but with Brian as an example, he proves that with hard work and good people skills, young adults can succeed in the working world in whatever field it is they choose to follow.
I'd say a major thing is references, as many as you can get, whether it be through peers or teachers, they're going to help you a lot down the way, and persevere and just be relentless.
From the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, Derek Morrison, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
And that's the news. Now here's Andrew with the latest from the world of sports. Andrew?
Thanks, Alex, and hello, everyone. The Leafs kept their road to the playoffs open last night with a win over the New York Islanders. Toronto got off to a shaky start after an embarrassing goal in the first period. Islander defenseman Rob Davison cleared the puck from his end during a Leaf power play. The puck bounced towards the Toronto net and was fumbled by goaltender Vesa Toskala. The 190-foot shot was one of the longest goals this season. The Leafs regrouped and bounced back late in the game. They scored all their goals in the third period to win the game 3-1. Captain Matt Sundin sat out with an injury. He may be back for the Leafs' next game on Friday, when they'll take on the Sabres in Buffalo. Toronto racing fans got some good news yesterday, courtesy of racing great Michael Andretti. Andretti and several partners have made a bid to buy the Toronto Grand Prix. Andretti won the Toronto race 7 times during his career. He said the race was always a signature event and that he looks forward to keeping it alive. While Andretti's bid may not save the event this year, it could put the Toronto Grand Prix back on the calendar for 2009. Some sports leagues are feeling the heat brought on by global warming. The Japanese Baseball League is taking steps to be more eco-friendly. Officials said that a large amount of energy is used to put a game on, and Japan is having a hard time meeting the Kyoto Pact's emission cuts. The league's goal is to reduce game times by 6%. This would save about 12 minutes in games that averaged 3 hours and 18 minutes last year. In basketball, the Raptors return to Toronto tonight and will take on the Miami Heat. Toronto is hoping to end a five-game losing streak against a team with an even more dismal record. The Heat haven't won a game since March 8th. The Raptors have 15 games left in their season. 9 of their remaining games are at home. And finally, the U of T women's basketball team went into the Athletic Center Wednesday night looking to dispatch the winless RMC Paladins. The Blues, playing without 3 of their starters due to injury, looked to their bench to pick up the slack. Matt McKay reports.
Toronto on the ball for most of the night as the Varsity Blues crushed the RMC Paladins at the Athletic Center 67-25. The win puts the Blues on top of their division, 2 points ahead of their rivals from York. Blues head coach Michelle Belanger was clearly impressed with her players' performance.
I think they're working very hard, and I'm pleased with a lot of the progress, and I hope that we can get to be more communicative out on the court, and that would be our biggest weakness right now, is that we don't talk to each other enough while we're playing. And if we can get that piece going, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Co-captain Christine Cho led the Blues offense with 18 points. She said the game proved just how deep their bench is.
The team is pretty deep, and that's, like, this proves it, right? So, everyone contributed, and it was really good.
But starting next weekend, the league-leading Blues schedule gets a whole lot tougher. 4 of their last 6 regular season games are against 2 teams right behind them in the standings, York and Laurentian. The Blues will first travel to York and Laurentian.